Vayishma Yisroi, Kohen Midyan, Chosen Moshe. It's called Asher Rosa, the Kimla Moshe, the Yisrael Amoy. Yisroi, the Kohen Midyan, the father in law of Moshe, heard everything that Hashem did for Moshe and Yisrael, his nation. Ki Haitzi Hashem as Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, that Hashem took out Yisrael from Mitzrayim. So Rashi brings down. What did Yisroi hear that made him come? Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. The famous question is, Memele Kriyas Yamsuf is a tremendous, tremendous neis godel. They were zeicha to a tremendous gilui shchina, and they said, Shira, Rosa Shivcha Layam, Ashalei Roy Cheskel Ben Buzi. It was unbelievable, the Gili Shchina that they said there. They were able to see Zeh, Keli, Van Vey, they would literally point to the Shchina. It was a Meridik Amayna. But Melchemes Amalek was not such an easy war for Klal Yisrael. I placed it in the middle, you know, Amalek was getting the upper hand. And it wasn't such a Meridik Ineis. What was it about Melchemes Amalek that Yisrael was nisbal from? So I heard a Meridik Ipshat based on something that Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal said. Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal said like this. He says in the Pasuk, Zochar es asher osu lecha Amalek baderech b'tzeischem yimitzrayim. Asher korcha baderech, he encountered you on the way, v'yizanei v'cho kol hanech sholem acharecha. He attacked, he cut off those in the back, hanech sholem. Nechsholim with the ches is behind most, the ones in the back, the stragglers, those that straggled behind. So I think the middle of that cell says the Torah puts a stress on the stragglers, they straggled behind. Birat Varma wasn't just that physically they were in the back of the line. Spiritually, they were not able to disattach themselves from Mitzrayim. The Hainu, they were in the back looking back, was Tutzachno and Mitzrayim. What's doing over there? What did we leave behind? And what's going on? They still had their minds on Mitzrayim. They were not able to disattach themselves from Mitzrayim. Asher al-Kain, those are the people that Amalek was able to have a koyach over. Those that were mamish toich the onon, not just physically, but they were toich the kehil of Klal Yisrael, and they were totally arayiton in the Kedusha, and they cut off all ties with Mitzrayim. So for them, Amalek didn't have a shlita. But the stragglers, again, doesn't just mean the physical stragglers. It means those that were still, they were still attached to the old country. And they were still in doubt a little bit, are we doing the right thing or not? For them, Amalek had a kayach on them. And he said over a mice, he said he remembers by his shver of lesson, that's how, but he lived in Litton. I still remember him. I remember he's the daughter of Avigdor Miller Shul, he was a zokin. He was a shtickl mashgiach, and one of the, I think it was mashgiach, shtickl in Slabotka. But, see, he remembers that there was a family, a German family, that ran away from Germany. They were in Litton. They were staying by Yishver's house. And he remembers how Kratzmuk by night, they had to listen to the radio to hear the Christmas carols from the old country. They still, you know, they were Orthodox Jews. They were fine, nice people. But at this, they still missed, you know, the Kratzmer carols from the old country. They had to listen to it Kratzmer by night. That's not somebody that can't disattach himself from that, and that's who Amalek B'davka as a Kayach. That's the Vayishma Yisrael. He heard Kriyas Yamsuf. He heard the Gevaldik Giluyim. But he also heard about Melchemes Amalek, that even after Yidden were able to go through these tremendous Nisim, there were still those that were lagging behind and still attached. So he was thinking about himself. So I'm Kolshkein B, that I'm lagging behind over here in a foreign country. How the Chaymer me, how it's able to affect me. Hashalof, he said, that's what made his mind up to come. If over there the stragglers that are away from the country, but they still have their mind on it, and still Amalek could have a kayak. Kal v'chaymer someone that's man is totally left behind in a foreign land. So that's what wanted to make him come. That's what made him uproot himself from that market. By Yisaper Moshe L'choisnoi, he's called Asher Osa Hashem L'paroi, or the Mitzrayim, Al Oidois Yisrael, all about Yisrael. all about the happenings of Yisrael. So Chassam Sofer asks, what exactly was Moshe Mechadish to Yisrael? Yisrael already heard about what happened to Klal Yisrael. It says, Vayishma Yisrael, Kayim Midyan Eis, Kol Asher Rosa Lekim, L'Moshe Yisrael Amo. He heard everything. He heard the whole story of Mitzrayim. So what exactly was Moshe Rabbeinu Moisef over here that he didn't know before? Okay, it was a first-hand report, maybe. But in that Smithius, it already says, Yisrael heard everything. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu Moisef over here with this Sibur? So Chassam Sofer says that the Torah itself gives the answer to that question. That's what he added to the entire picture, and that changed around the whole picture. So Shlotzim Dekasha, what does that mean? Al Oidos Yisrael. Of course, everything happened because of Klal Yisrael. This is all about Klal Yisrael. So what are these words, Al Oidos Yisrael, all about? If you were to ask a historian of those days, when Klal Yisrael was just getting out of Mitzrayim, which one is a greater nation, the Mitzrayim or the Yid? He'd laugh at you and say, well, what's the difference? Mitzrayim, they're a self-governing country, they had a booming economy, they had a tremendous army, they have a history of hundreds of years of Mamish being the most powerful and the most productive nation in the world. And here you have a fledgling nation, they have nothing. They don't have their own economy, they don't have their own army, they don't have anything of their own, they're not self-sufficient. It's a tribe, that's all it is. They're nomads, that's about it. If you compare the two, it's I have to be Madam. And what happens all of a sudden with Yetzias Mitzrayim? The whole picture turns over. It turns out that all of the power of the Mitzrayim and all the riches and everything that they had amassed for hundreds of years now goes into the pocket of the Yidden, and the Yidden are the ones that own all of these riches, and Mitzrayim is totally emptied out, like Chazal say, Kimitzula Shein Bodogim, had nothing, totally emptied out. So now it turned out that the whole history of the last 100 years was not about the Mitzrayim. It was not about them amassing their own wealth and their own power. It was all about Yisrael. The whole history of the hundreds of years was for the Tachlis of Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't merely telling Yisrael the facts. He was telling him a hashkofa in the world. Whatever happens, happens only because of Klal Yisrael. For hundreds of years, you would think Mitzrayim is building up the Egan of power. And now you see, Mamish, not like that. Now you see, for hundreds of years, they were building up Klal Yisrael. And now Klal Yisrael walks away with all the riches, and Mitzrayim is totally empty. That's what Chazal say, that there's nothing that happens in this world if it's not because of Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just telling Yisrael the facts. He was telling them, Hashkafa Zachayim, that the whole world stands on Klal Yisrael. And you see from over here that all the technology and all of the inventions and all of the hamtzos that you find in the world is all for the tachlis of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky said, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a plane? Because Rav Aaron Kotler, he's here in America, and he has to go say Shir in Eretz Yisrael. If he'd go by boat, you know, it would take him weeks to get there, and spit the Torah for his yeshiva. So Hashem made a plane for Rav Aaron to be able to get there quickly. Agav, the rest of the world is always also able to be in Anna. But the tachlis is for Rav Aaron Kotler. It's like that with everything. It's for the tachlis of Yisrael. And Lashon Lavi, we will see this. There's a famous Gemara in Masechta Safed Zorah Daf Beis. The Gemara says, Lashon Lavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, no, he's ready, he wants to give out the schar for Torah, for Kiyam HaTorah, Kol Roitz Elitel Yoveh V'Yita. So the Umas Oilem are states going to come running first, you know, not Rechaim Kanyevsky, and not, you know, the Umas Oilem, Edom is going to come running first. We want our schar. So what exactly do you want schar for? What do you mean? We built roads, we built bridges, we built bathhouses. The Chulam Lo Yasinu Ela Bishvili Yisrael, we did it all for Klal Yisrael. So Hashem will say, Shaitim Atem, you're Shaitim. You did this all only for yourselves. So the Brisker Rav asks, Hashem should say, Shakronim Atem. You did it for Klal Yisrael, you did it for yourselves. Why does he call them Shaitim? Shakronim Atem, you're a liar. You didn't do it for Klal Yisrael. It'll be Mechel, they're right. Everything that they did, all of the Hamtzois and all of the technology was done for the sake of Klal Yisrael. We're going to see the same way with Mitzrayim, that all of their riches were amassed only for Yisrael. all of the technological advances and everything is done for Klal Yisrael. You didn't do it for that kavanah. If Rishas Maisi, you would have done it to be Mishamish Klal Yisrael and to make it better for B'nai Taira and for people to be able to sit and learn and do Avodas Hashem, then it would have been a Meridic investment. That's not why you did it. But that's the same idea. Moshe Rabbeinu taught Yisrael Hashkafas Hachayim that all of the things that happen in the world is only Bishvil Yisrael. Vayishlach Moshe es Chayishnei. And Moshe Rabbeinu sent his father-in-law Vayelech Leil Arzei. Rashi says, L'gayer es b'nei mishpachtei. To be Megayer, his family. The Yalkut Shemoni brings down a medrash over here. He quotes a pasuk. It says, Leiv Yodea. This is a pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk says, Leiv Yodea Moris Nafshei. The heart knows its own bitterness. And a stranger cannot share the happiness of the heart. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yisrael, you can't be here b'shas Matan Torah. Via this medrash, Yisrael came before Matan Torah. It's machlokes. If he came after Matan Torah before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bonai nishtabdu betit ubelveinim. My children, they were meshubed with bricks and with mortar. They were meshubit. V'Yisrael Yashav Lo Bahashkit V'Shalvu Ba'Arzo. Yisrael was in peace and tranquility in his land. Now he wants to take part in the Simchas HaTorah. Yisrael cannot take part in the Simchas HaTorah. He's considered a stranger. So Ron Kokos, that's how it points out. The Lamaisa Yisrael, he left every Avodah Zarah in the world. He left, he was Aymed Mamish at the height of COVID. And he came to be Misgayer and he came to He wanted to be discarded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So L'chor, he was also Makrit. Over Hayyos Klal Yisrael was on a higher dargah than him. He's already considered a stranger, and he can't be part of the Simcha. So you have to understand what's the pshat in that. Well, you've been Marshall, I don't know how you have it, but Marshall, whenever there was a Tainus, the end of a Tainus in my house, it was always World War III. The older kid said, whoever didn't fast cannot be in the kitchen right now. Just like Muhammad, why? What does it bother you? If they're your rules, no, they didn't fast, they can't be here right now. This is major. Every time this is going on, sort of like missing a little bit. The house is empty now, so I miss it a little bit. But I didn't know what's the mentality there. Why does it bother you? So when you fast and eat it, and say, he can't be here. So it sounds like that a little bit over here. Yisrael wasn't part of it. He can't be a Bayman HaSimei. The pshat is that the Avodah in Mitzrayim was meant to act as a plow over Klal Yisrael, to soften them up, to make them into a keli, to be able to take in all of the Eiris and all of the Kedusha and all of the Limudim. But without that, if you didn't have the proper fertility within the person, then everything would pass right over him. Allah HaKrovas that he made. But if he wasn't in Mitzrayim, and he didn't suffer like they did, which broke them down, and you didn't witness all of the shiurim of every makkah, then you're lacking in the preparations. You do it that the Sfarim say, that the 10 makkahs, there's Asar Mamoris Nivra Ha'olam, and there was 10 makkahs, and there was Aseres HaDibros. The 10 makkahs were the bridge of Klal Yisrael leaving the Kufa of Basorah Mamoris Nivra Ha'olam, when you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitoich Teva, and it brought them over the bridge into the Madrega of Aseres HaDibros. That's your dua from the Svarim HaKadoshim. If you didn't experience the experience in Mitzrayim, side with the tzoris, and side with the pain and the anguish, and the makis that were brought there, you couldn't be a keli for what was going on. So a lot of times, if Yisrael would have come, and he would try to experience this, and he wouldn't absorb it, he would just be discouraged and walk away. So that's why Kodesh Baruch was saying that we got the Klal Yisrael, you are considered a czar. You don't have the vessels, you don't have the kelim to be able to experience the Hizgalos of Hashem. Atem re'isem kimen ha'shamayim nered neglesi aleichem. There was a getter of Atem re'isem, there was a certain Ria over there. And even Klal Yisrael that experienced the Tzoras of Mitzrayim, Afal Pikein, they couldn't hear it directly from Hashem. They had to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber Ato, Pen Nomus. Even Klal Yisrael went through it and they weren't able to handle it. So Kal V'chaymer, Ben Ben Oishel, Kal V'chaymer, Yisrael wasn't there. So it's not the Pshat, it was a status thing over here. You can't be with us. You didn't suffer with us. We're better than you. He didn't have the Kalim to be able to absorb, to be able to take in all of the Giluyim of Maimon Har Sinai. V'Har Sinai Oshan Kuloi, and Har Sinai was all full of smoke. Mivnei Asher Yoredu Lo Hashem Bo Eish, because Hashem came down in a fire. V'Yal Ashonoi, Oshan HaKivsha, the smoke came up like the smoke of a furnace. V'Yechred Kol Har Ma'od. So the Meshech Chacham asks a question. What was smoke doing by Har Sinai? What is smoke usually? Smoke is a product of something that doesn't burn properly. You have wood, it's a little bit damp, and it's not burning properly. It burns partially, and the rest is smoke. But that's only shied by a gashmizdik kind of a fire. This was a ruchnizdik fire. The Gemara says in Masechet Yomei Dav Chof Aleph that the Eish of the Ma'aroche that came down in a shemayim did not give off smoke. Why was shy? Because it's a ruchnizdik fire. What's it got to do with a natural fire? A natural fire, a physical fire, gives off smoke. But an eish that comes down in a shemayim, what shaykes does it have to smoke? So he brings down the Gemara in Baba Basra Davainei. The Gemara says over there, Omer Rava, Omer Rav Yoichanan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make 7 chupas for each tzad. The Gemara brings down a pasuk with a whole cheshbon. Each tzad will have 7 chupas. That's some sort of his galus hashchina over him, which is a tremendous, tremendous ruchni is diketainik. Amidst the chuppah, it says there will be oshan, there will be smoke. So the Gemara asks a question, oshan the chuppah lama. Why would there be oshan by the chuppah? Amr of Chanina, kol mi she'ein of tzoreis b'tamidei chachamim ba'ilam hazeh. Whoever had a bad eye towards tamidei chachamim in this world, mismalois ein of oshan la'ilam hava. That's why there will be Oshan for those that were Tzar Ayin, Keneged Talmidei Chachamim. So the Meshech Chacham explains like this. Kabbalah Satayr, to be Zeichet to Kabbalah Satayr, like we said, you have to have the vessels for it. You have to have the Kalim to be able to take in Kabbalah Satayr. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us, Memchas Dvarim Atayr Niknes. There's 48 ways of being Kain Atayr. It's very difficult for any one person to have all of those 48 ways. So how are you talking kain the Torah? How are we supposed to be kain the Torah if it's difficult for one person to get one of those kinyanim, let alone 48? So the Gra tells us a secret. Rabbis bonois osu chayil, v'atolis al kulona. Taistav on the goin. Rabbis bonois osu chayil, chayil is b'gematria memches. 48. If it's rabbis bonois, if the rabbin gets together, and everybody tries a little bit on their own to be kind of, to be zeichet to one of the kinyanim of Taira. So Klal Yisrael as a whole, when they're ba'achdus, if amongst them there's 48 ways, that's also a way of being kind of Taira. Those of the Gra, rabbis bonus asu chayil. If many together are misachay, and they do that, they do the chayil, they do the memches, that's also a way of being kind of the Taira. Klal Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, the Medrash tells us, Hashem wanted to give the Torah right away. He couldn't. Machloikis. They camped in another place. It was Machloikis. Camped in a third place. It was Machloikis. Finally, they came to Har Sinai. Ba'ichan Shom Yisrael, Neged Ahar, Kulon Ki Ish Echad, B'leiv Echad. Now they were ready for Kabbalah HaTorah. There was Achdus. Now that there was Achdus, they were zeichet to the Memches. However, it wasn't a total Achdus. To come to Achdus in such a short period of time, it's a cram course, like they say. You know, they crammed for that final Bechinim, but it wasn't total. The smoke that was there at Har Sinai was the Tzaras Ayin that they still had for each other. And in that meaning, in that Mida of Tzaras Ayin, there was a blackness that blackened their eyes. They were not able to be Makabel the Pnei Ashkina. It's talking not the smoke of a fire, of a physical fire. The smoke that we're talking about over here is people that are not able to be masig. There's galus hashkina because of the tzaras ayin. That's the smoke that we're talking about over here. That's pshat, the smoke of the chuppah of talmidei chachamim. Right? Those that were tzarayim, the talmidei chachamim, they were not able to see the shkina that was above them. Their eyes were blackened by jealousy. Their eyes were blackened by the fact that they they were tzarayin in them. And by Maimon Har Sinai, that ocean that was there was the lack of hasogi in the Shechina because they weren't totally yet ba'achdus. The key to everything is, if Klal Yisrael is takeh be'emes misachay, they can have a full hasogah of Torah. It's not just a matter of menorah l'chaveray, it's a basic necessity to be zoichet to the Hizgalos Hashnina. Yoytzei Moshe so'am l'krasa elikim. Moshe Rabbeinu brought out the nation towards Hashem and Amachna, by Yisyatsu b'sach t'sahar. Famous Gemara in the Sefer Shabbos that pekes. Omer of Avdimi Barchama Barchasa, Melamed Shekof Aleim Hakadosh Baruch Hu Esahar Kigigas. Hakadosh Baruch Hu placed Har Sinai upon them like a gigas, like a big keli. But Omer Lehem, and he said to them, "If Atem Mekabel Mesar Toira Mutiv, if you be Mekabel the Toira good, then Lav Shom Tei Furastem. There will be your burial spot." So first of all, what is the significance of Kofalei Hashem Sahar Kigigis, like a big keli? Like, what was the lesson of that? That's number one. And number two, Afshat Shom Tehek Furasem. So the Alter from Kelm, from Chazisel of Kelm, said that Lefi, the laws of nature, any physical thing is a thing of the past. You bite into a nice, delicious piece of cake, a second later, it's a thing of the past. Any pleasure that you have becomes a thing of the past. It's not everlasting, right? Lehepach mitzvahs, those are things that stay with you, and they get more and more and more and more, and they elevate you, and it stays with you forever. But anything that's physical is always a thing of the past. What a person eats today, it's gone tomorrow, finished, goodbye. It's a thing of the past. It's the same thing with any pleasure. Anything that has to do with Olam Hazeh is a dover of the Abba. What's Negeya to mitzvahs, that stays with us forever. That's number one. Number two, an overindulgence in Gashmias carries with it all sorts of pitfalls. Number one, physical pitfalls. A fellow overindulges in Hanoz, he can get sick. If a fellow overindulges, he can spend all his money and waste it. He's left with nothing. And the more and more a person wants to buy Olam Hazeh, he always feels not satisfied. Rabbi Lapian, he once spoke in Cleveland many years ago, way before I was there. I just heard it from a number of people. I used to left the Roshim, that someone that indulges in Olam Hazeh is like someone that's thirsty and he drinks herring water to quench his thirst. He just gets more thirsty and more thirsty and more thirsty. And at the end of the day, he's left with nothing. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. Kofalei Masar Kigigis. When you turn a keli over, everything falls out. He says, at the end of the day, when the keli is turned over, something which is gashmias that falls to the floor. The ruchni is the thing travels upwards and it always remains in your keli. The laws of gravity have no shlita over something which is ruchnias. So kofalei Masar Kigigis. How are you going to live your life? Are you going to live your life by the ways of the Torah? It'll be good. And even if the keli is overturned, at the end of the day, you're left with a full keli. But if you indulge, you don't go after the laws of the Torah, and you indulge and everything is a gashmi as the gazach. At the end of the day, everything is turned over. There's nothing left in the keli. And shom take for aschem. That indulgence gufa will be the cause of your burial. That goof is what causes a person to be left without anything, and it buries him because it wears him out. He's left with nothing. He can get sick. He's left with any without anything. That goof is his burial. As I said, simple as easy. A short word, beautiful word from the Vilna Gaon. Zachar Hashem Hashabbos L'Kadshei. Remember the Yom HaShabbos to sanctify it. Sheishas Yom Tavoid, Vosis L'Kol Malachtecha. 6 days you should work and do all of your malacha. Uva Yom HaShvi Shabbos L'Hashem Alekecha, Loi Sase Kol Malacha. So the Vilna Gaon asks three questions. Zachar Hashem HaShabbos L'Kadshei. Sheishas Yom Tavoid, Vosis L'Kol Malachtecha. Why does the Torah have to tell me to work for 6 days? The mitzvah is to keep Shabbos, to rest on Shabbos. So why does the Torah give this hakdamah of Sheishas Yomim Tavoid, That's question number one. Question number two. Sheishes yom tavid vasisa kol malachdecha. The word kol always is a ribui. It's coming to include something extra. What over here does the Torah mean to include when it says vasisa kol malachdecha? And then the last question is, what is the kol coming to tell you over there? Could have said, what's the kol malacha? So three questions. What, number one, what's the sheishes yom tavay? Why do I need the Torah to tell me I'll work? What's the vasisa kol malachdecha? You'll be able to do all of your work. And the yom shishi Shabbos, loisase kol malacha. You won't do any work. So the Gaon, that the Torah is being Maramas to us over here in Gemara Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, if somebody's walking in a midbar and he forgot what day it is today, so what does he do? As you know, when Shabbos is, so he counts 6 days from today, and the seventh day from today he calls Shabbos. Even though it might not be Shabbos, but at least for himself, he has to have a day which he designates as Shabbos. La'halacha, each day is a suffix if it's Shabbos or not. So la'halacha, they're all equal. You're only allowed to do the basic minimal amount of work in order to survive. What's negat to pikuach nefesh, what's negat to survival, that you're allowed to do. More than that, you're not allowed to do. And in that, there's no chilling between the 6 days and the seventh day. It's just you should have a kriya shame of a seventh day of Shabbos. So comes the Torah. Remember when Shabbos really is. Don't forget. And if you remember when the real Shabbos is, you'll gain two things. 6 days you'll be able to work and do all of your malacha. You won't have to do just the basic pikuach nefesh dikim malacha. You'll be able to do everything. A second thing you'll gain is, you won't have to do any malacha then. Shabbos will be a complete day of rest, and the rest of the week could be a complete day of work. All questions are answered. Why it had to say, what's the kol malacha during the week, and what's the sasa kol malacha on Shabbos? I've written Shabbos, everybody.
Everything is awesome.
What?
Everything is awesome.
Yes?
That is before that is Seder.
Okay.
Everything is Seder.
Well, Shabbos is Masada the person.